7.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will take up the mega bill after it passed the Senate in a tied vote, mostly along party lines.
The yeas are 50.
Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote for what the president calls the one big beautiful bill. It follows a marathon session in the Senate and party infighting over massive cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy.
Exhausted senators voted from their seats more than 26 hours after they began around-the-clock series of votes to tweak the massive bill. In the end, three Republicans voted against it: Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, and Rand Paul of Kentucky. Paul complained about the bill's $5 trillion debt ceiling increase, while Collins and Tillis focused on the measure's Medicaid provisions. Both of those issues now hang over the bill as it heads back to the House.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, President Trump praising the bill's passage in the Senate. He's expecting to sign the measure by July 4th if it passes in the House. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved new white-tailed deer hunting rules for the 2025-2026 seasons. The new rules were agreed upon after receiving input from individual county deer advisory councils, residents, and the Department of Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Board approved a statewide kill quota of over 291,000 antlerless deer, a 7% increase over the last hunting season. The board also approved holiday gun hunt and extended bow seasons in three additional counties this year. On Monday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held for the first time since 2018. According to a press release, the hunting season will be held from October 18th to November 9th. Interested hunters can apply for entry into a limited drawing lottery until August 1st. DNR officials say years of conservation efforts have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population grow enough to support the hunt. More information can be found on the Department of Natural Resources sharp-tailed grouse hunting webpage. A Hayward man was sentenced to prison for bankruptcy fraud and criminal contempt of court last week. 74-year-old Bernard Seidling was sentenced to 7 years in prison and ordered to pay a $500,000 fine following a four-day federal trial. He was accused of filing for bankruptcy in 2022 while hiding around $20 million in assets and $1 million in cash that he had stashed in a crawl space under his house. Seidling had reported just one bank account with a balance of less than $200 in the original bankruptcy filing. The Shell Lake Chamber of Commerce is inviting area residents to one of their biggest fireworks shows ever this week. The event will begin at 8 p.m. on Thursday with some live music and local vendors on Main Street. The fireworks show will start at around 10 p.m. and this year will include fireworks launching from three pontoon boats on the water. The live music will return after the fireworks show until around midnight. Organizers are recommending that residents settle anywhere along the beach and hillside in front of the pavilion for a good view of the fireworks. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A whole new Bucks team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA free agency. After two seasons, the Milwaukee Bucks have waived Damian Lillard. He's recovering from that torn Achilles tendon. He'll be paid $22 million a year in dead money over the next 5 years to make up his contract with the Bucks. The Bucks then signed Indiana Pacers free agent center Miles Turner to a four-year deal worth $107 million. He's 29 years old. He'll replace Brook Lopez, who's headed to the Clippers on a two-year contract. In another move, the Bucks have traded guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets. They pick up 31-year-old guard Vasilije Micic. He's Serbian and may be headed back to play in Europe. The Bucks also signing an 11-year veteran guard, Gary Harris, from the Orlando Magic to a two-year deal. So again, the Bucks saying goodbye to Damian Lillard. They signed the Pacers center Miles Turner to a four-year deal. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny the rest of today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 63. Sunshine and 87 for Wednesday. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For Wednesday night, scattered storms and a low of 65. High near 85 on Thursday. Right now, it's 82.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, State Representative Angela Stroud on Republicans supporting lead waterline removal in Superior if they can stick taxpayers with most of the bill.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Jefferson Smith sitting in. This is your show. Thank you so much for joining us. On not a good day, it's a good time to be together. It's nice to have community. It's nice to have a chance to recommit ourselves to trying to make things a little bit better, or at least sharing when they're not going well. But today is a dark day in the United States of America. Today, the once proud United States Senate passed one of the worst bills in American history, a bill that could not have passed really any Congress I can ever think of. Because there used to be actually liberal Republicans, of course. And for a long time, there were moderate Republicans, of course. And you kind of couldn't get, in fact, I did it on Democracy Nerd, where I did kind of long form interviews with democracy experts, with authors. One of my interviews is about how, yeah, you know, even in this era, you still basically get bipartisan results in legislation, because if you have just one-sided decision-making, you can't get through the American Congress, even now. This interview, I think, was 4 years ago. And I nodded my head a lot. I think it might be due a follow-up. The one-party rule that we have is not limited, is not fettered in these financial decisions by a bipartisan conscience. And bipartisanship can be a proxy for an imperfect proxy, to be clear, because we are more complex than two. But it can be a proxy for a balanced application of power, for balancing our desire for control and our desire for freedom and our desire for compassion and our desire for practicality, our desire for saving resource, our desire for doing what we can do now, conflicting interests. And governance is a matter of balancing, yes, but mixing, hopefully optimizing for these conflicting interests, for these competing needs, all of which, or at least many of which, have justification, rationality, legitimacy, need, moral underpinning. American government is out of balance. And by the way, it wouldn't be in balance if it was like half Democrat and half Republican. The challenge is the Democratic Party itself is pretty balanced. It's not characterized that way by the modern media, certainly not by the right-wing media, who instead of fighting for policy wants to fight against a party because it can drive the popularity of that party and that movement down, even though it can't drive down the popularity of ideas to protect women's right to choose, save the environment, protect the poor, protect the middle class, build the middle class, have a small business-led economy rather than oligarchic economy. Basic popular ideas, hard to make those not popular, easier to make a movement not popular, easier to make leaders not popular, easier to make a political party not popular. But if you take it back, if you look to the times, the Democratic Party kind of ran things in the country, they didn't do a bunch of craziness. Because the donor base builds in balance. Because the fact that 25% of people, according to Pew, self-describe themselves as liberal or very liberal, which means every time the Democratic Party comes into power is with a mixture of liberals and progressives and moderates and very liberals and very progressives. And that has its own balancing effect. The Democratic Party is not monochromatic. It is monochromatic, if I can say that word. It is not monotheistic. It is a melange. It is a mix. Mixing bowl, even. The Republican Party, though, is another thing. The modern Republican Party is pretty much monochromatic. It is pretty much mono-religious. And more, it has somehow been able to link that religion to the almighty money. We worship at an altar of God with a false idea of who the Christian God is supposed to be. And we're out of balance. To even my most ardent conservative friends, I think it is worth saying, not because I think it will change their minds fundamentally. I appreciated the caller yesterday who said, hey, let's work on that middle third. Not the hardcore MAGAs who have been coming up with or being brainwashed with talking points all the time so their brains are impenetrable. I don't really mean them. But to my thoughtful conservative family members and friends, I think it is accurate to say, I think it is safe to say, I think it is honest to say we're out of balance. And today's vote in the U.S. Senate, 50-50 with J.D. Vance as a tiebreaker for one of the worst bills in American history that could not have passed under past Congresses when the old rules, principles, and norms applied. By the way, I will say again and again, say principles, not norms. Principles, not norms. Who cares about norms? I cared about Norm from Cheers. Rest in peace to him. But I care about principles. I think American people care about principles, governing values, governing principles. Norms, I don't know. Normal isn't always good. And we have fallen out of balance, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of work in building infrastructure, in building media apparatus, in building community, in advocating within our churches, yes, I said churches, in building within our school districts, yes, I said school districts, in building with our political party and parties, yes, I said political party and parties, and having even new forms of government infrastructure, including sortition and citizen juries, including campaign finance reform, including new methods of voting, including proportional representation, fighting for ways that democracy can work, and also fighting for ways that government can work so people see the value of our shared public structures. And it's going to take a lot of energy. It's going to take a lot of time. And I can't promise it's going to be better tomorrow. And I can't promise the midterms are going to go great because I know they got, holy mackerel, 20 months to still mess with voting rules, to still mess with voting centers, to still mess with voting rolls and who gets to. They can do all kinds of damage. They can misuse the Department of Justice in any number of ways. And I think we have to look, yes, nationally, yes, in terms of large infrastructure, yes, in terms of major donations of time and energy, as well as small ones, and also look locally, also look to those legislative districts. If you are in a swing state and you can weigh in on an adjacent district or somewhere in your state where there is a swing district legislative race, it'll be decided by a few hundred votes. If you can model good, smart, problem-solving policy that makes government work better for people, make people safer and more prosperous and healthier and happier, if you can do that, if you can show the common thing can work, that's where we're at. Carl from Western Kentucky, you got 45 seconds before we go to break. Sorry to give you so little time.
That's fine. I appreciate you taking my call. First time calling you, and I just want to say that it is a sad day, as you said, but the Senate showed us today that there is no such thing as a Republican in our Congress today. It is MAGA through and through. End of story. Republicans can, you know, there's no such thing as a Republican Party anymore. It's done. What's your thought about that?
And not to dodge it, a little bit based on definition of terms, Abraham Lincoln would not recognize it. Hannah, William McKinley's campaign guy, would recognize some portions of it. The people who are advocating within the Republican Party to make it do this stuff well before Donald Trump would recognize and advocate for it. But the people who found a basis of morality within their government, who defined the Republican Party as a proud thing, yeah, I think they're turning over and wherever they are. And I appreciate your call very much, Carl.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, Carl, as he said, sad day. 202-808-9925. Your calls continue.
Hey, summer's here. It's time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP. I'm a big fan of their sleep gummies. They really work. CB Distillery has plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with the code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP, CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless.
But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Of the things you trust, is your deodorant among them? Most deodorants just don't work for those of us who work. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for bits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, hypoallergenic, skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code THOM at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. And we're back. Let's go straight to your calls. Let us go to Denise. Is it Calumet, Michigan?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm backing on to the call that the lady talked about, the people that should talk to their priests and stuff.
Yeah.
And what the other thing that I think about, and not just the people, I mean, 64% of the people on Medicaid are working. And their employers tell them how to get on Medicaid so they don't have to give benefits, right?
Sure.
But it's all these kind of people and the people on Social Security who support places like St. Jude's and Shriners. What's going to happen in, like, our local Omega House we have is it's all run on donations. And these people give back. And, you know, they get the donations. They run the places very non-profitly. What's going to happen to the places that are helping the people that have no insurance, that are running on donations from the middle class that they are wiping out?
Yeah,
that's my, you know, it's another concern. It's like they're wiping out everything for everybody that does good, and they don't care. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know people that call themselves Christians. I sit by them in church, and they don't like me because I go with the teachings of Jesus. And people are running around now posting on Facebook about socialism is communism. I just block them. I can't do it anymore. It's like, you know, they're so brainwashed. But, you know, they're just trying to just wipe everybody out that does any good in the world.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Denise, thank you for the call. I want to say two things. I want to say something about charity. I want to say something about God. So, as for charity, there will be a need for, there will be a call for charity stepping in to, including Christian charity, to address the gutting of food and health care services in America. That's going to happen. And to those people who do that, I appreciate it. And I also want to say we shouldn't have a system where we rely too much just on charity. I've run nonprofits before. It's a virtuous thing to do, I think. Everybody who donates, everybody who volunteers, everybody who works in those organizations that are doing good work, that aren't just trying to do silliness, appreciate it very much. One example of why it ain't enough. Because very often what charity does then has to rely also on its major donors, which I also appreciate, to be clear. Major donors can change their mind. We just saw a story about this when Mark Zuckerberg and is it Priscilla Chan, his spouse, his wife, that they put a whole bunch of money into this school. And then when and to DEI initiatives, et cetera, and then the White House changes and Mark Zuckerberg says, woke no more. And changes his giving profile, eliminates the funding for stuff, and 400 kids no longer have a school to go to. They'll find a school, most of them, but disruptive to every single one of those families. And if their school is any good, their education might not be as good next. They can change their mind. Government can change his mind too, but it's not quite as whimsical, not quite as whimsical as the whims of a single rich person. It's one of the reasons why, by the way, maybe the main reason, related at least to the main reason, why we had a revolution, so we didn't have a king. And I appreciate the people who engaged in collectively saying we don't want kings. Sally from St. Louisville, Ohio, or St. Louisville?
St. Louisville, Ohio.
St. Louisville, Ohio. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, there's a million things you could talk about.
I know.
But the one thing, the bottom line is, will we ever have a free and fair election again? And if we don't, I'm not real confident with these people that are in there now.
Yeah. No, Sally, it is tied for the most important question. And thanks for the question. And here's what I have to say. We shouldn't be confident that the next election will be free and fair. It would be Pollyannish. We'd be misleading ourselves because we know that the folks in power have no particular respect for alternative viewpoints, no particular respect for rule of law, no particular respect for principles of democracy or democracy itself. It is a tool to be manipulated. Heck, Elon Musk said government's a business like any other. It's not a business like any other, not even a business. So I agree with your concern. I want to validate your concern. Here's two things that I would suggest. One, we got to fight for it not to be close. But I do think there is still a chance. I'm worried, genuinely, but I do think there's still a chance that the midterms could change power in Congress. If it's close, I'm really worried about shenanigans. I'm worried about shenanigans regardless. I'm worried about shenanigans being decisive in a really close election. We've got to work for a landslide. Second thing, it ain't too early to start talking about interstate compacts, to how states who care, led by people who have compassion, to create agreements among themselves to make sure there is some degree of a social safety net. If Washington, D.C. ain't going to do it, and I'm not saying we have to do it for ourselves, but for instance, in our three states that we border, Washington, California, and Oregon, there are things we can do together.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
One of the problems of feeling fear is it's hard to be creative. I don't want you to feel fear. I want you to feel gravity because we need to be creative.
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, the minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-controlled state legislature have tentatively agreed to a number of key provisions for the next biennial budget. The agreement includes a $1.3 billion income tax cut targeting the middle class, an over $250 million increase in funding for the universities of Wisconsin, a $500 million funding increase for K-12 special education programs, and $200 million for transportation projects. It also notably includes $330 million for child care programs. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released the fifth annual report of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access on Monday. According to the report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service in the last year. The report also recommended allocating additional state funding for broadband expansion, as well as prioritizing both the deployment of fiber technology where possible and alternative options in more difficult-to-reach areas. The developers of a solar energy production project in Polk County say the facility is set to begin operating this year. National Grid Renewables broke ground on the Apple River Solar Project last November. Officials say the 100-megawatt facility will be able to power about 26,000 homes and offset nearly 130,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions. They also expect the facility to provide about $36 million in direct economic impact and $10 million in new tax revenue in the region over the next 20 years. A number of popular forestry and woodland sites in Barron County now feature educational signs for residents to learn more about the areas when they visit. Funding for the signs came from the former Barron County Woodland Owners Association. Over the last couple of years, the county updated and redesigned 20 of the most popular sites and added the new signs to trailheads and gates leading into the forest areas. The signs feature a map of the trails as well as an explanation of some of the forestry and conservation practices being used to maintain them. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny the rest of today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 63. Sunshine and 87 for Wednesday. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For Wednesday night, scattered storms and a low of 65. High near 85 on Thursday.
It's 81 at our studios right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9
to
11.
Thank you for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
I'm not really into chasing trends, but I am about stuff that fits right, feels good, and lasts. We just ordered all cotton and wool sweaters, and we can't wait for them to get here. And that's why we keep going back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become everyday essentials. Here's what we love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. They give you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love the products from Quince, and you will too. You can get a cotton cashmere blend, soft and perfect weight for cool summer evenings. And Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. That's Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Tom. You heard of one-year returns before? Well, you just did. You can get free shipping and 365-day returns from quince.com/Tom. Let's go to Jackie from Middle Tennessee. You are on the air, Jackie.
From Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, forgive me. Memphis, Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I just like to say that the Republicans have lost their seats because they should not never pass that bill. I don't care who Donald Trump is. He's not known nobody. And I feel like if you go help somebody, and it's a lot of people need their health care, and I'm one of them. And I feel like, you know, that I'm not no Republican. I'm a Democrat, yeah. But I still say that they should have never passed that bill.
Yeah, you're right. They should never. Jackie, you are correct. They never should have passed that bill, and we should be helping people. And there are people that need help, and that includes help with health care.
And then I need to know that if we vote, then whatever, I think that that we need to go out and protest and see can we get our Medicaid for next year.
There you go. Yeah, you got to be heard out there, Jackie. Thank you for calling in. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. People do need to take to the streets. People do need to care. I didn't used to be a big protest guy, and I really emphasized on trying to do really highly strategic political moves. I still think that's good, and I think we got to get in the streets, and I think we got to call Congress, and we got to donate and make our voices heard. Jackie, thank you so much. Hunter from Kay Falls, you are on the air.
I'm calling you from Mount Mazama.
Very good. Oh, anyway, beautiful. My nephew was just in Mazama and climbed an 1,800-foot rock, and I just saw a video of him getting to the top of it. It was a 12-hour climb. It's like the longest. It's like the longest rock climb in America, or something like that. But anyway, go ahead. It's a beautiful place where you are.
Yeah, that 8,000-foot was blown off. It was originally 14,000-foot, and the natives they believe that that's where Eden was, and
oh, really?
That's when everybody figured. Yeah,
wow.
Because 8,000-foot blew off in one blast. 150-ton rock was found in Idaho that
wow.
came from. Anyway,
when was that? When was this blast you're talking about? When it used to be 8,000 feet or 40,000?
100,000 years ago. 100,000
years ago.
50,000.
You and I weren't allowed live to see it. It wasn't in the newspapers. I understand. Go ahead.
Anyway. Peace with you, brother Rabbi Jefferson, and your dad. Happy birthday to him. And on this bad day, but we should choose. I like some of the stuff people were talking about. We need a plan to, because, you know, we got one big chance. And I called you last year wanting Kamala to get AOC to be her running mate, and then she chose Tim Walz, which I liked him, but
yeah.
AOC would have been 35 in October. So remember, I said that would be the October surprise. But if they would have won, Trump would have, you know, they would have been not happy and blah, blah, blah. So what we should do now is Pocahontas for president with AOC for vice president, AOC bringing the youth vote, Pocahontas, you know, that's with Elizabeth Warren. That way you're making fun of harassing her. And we just start the campaign now, and we have all these plans that, you know, like a 10-point plan, ERA, clean the water, like that guy just called. I love that idea he just had about, you know, we just have a real simple platform, 10-point platform, and show people what we're about, because we got one chance here, and this, and having two women, that would be like a 100-year thing from FDR, and it would be called, you know, like the new deal. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think we could have the one big program and everybody would be aboard.
I appreciate it, Hunter. And I like the idea of leading with policy. And I'm a big Elizabeth Warren fan. She was my vote and my desire some years ago. I'm a big Elizabeth Warren fan. And the only thing I'd add is also think about where we can advance some of these ideas in states, and where even we can advance some of these ideas in cities. When people's movements have built up, sometimes it's been in national reactions to watershed events, and we might be barreling down towards one towards the end of this century. I'm concerned about the growing consolidation of wealth and power. That hasn't been an indicator of middle class prosperity or stability in history, so I'm worried about that. But even in these times, we can work locally. We can win legislative seats. We can win city council races. We can show that public structures can work together. But thank you, and I like your word, brother. Appreciate you calling me that. Kevin from Oxford, you are on the air.
Hi, Jeff. I just want to point out the fact that the 465 members of the House of Representatives and 100 senators all receive Medicaid, the best health insurance there is out there in the United States.
Yeah.
And if they serve the proper amount of time, they get it for life.
Yep.
For their family.
Yep.
And they receive Medicaid while they take it away from the constituents.
Yep.
And that, to me, is un-American. It's uncompassionate.
Yep. It is uncompassionate. I think that it is hard to make a case for and to find a compassionate core within the current Republican Party, and that is a historical and historic tragedy. Let's go to Tom from Bennington, Vermont. One of my best friends went to school out there. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello, Jefferson. Thank you for. I'm a fan of Tom's for a decade or more. I'm 82 years old. I want to take you back to early 60s with television, with professional wrestling. Now, it was on TV a lot then because we got sports crazy in the last decade. So you take a double-edged blade and you split it in two and you connect it on your finger, a little tape, you know? And they used to scratch themselves on the forehead, but never no scar because it was tiny. So we got a Trump thing in Pennsylvania, and we saw it for days and days when he got, quote, shot in the ear. But if you slow down that photography, you'll see his ears. There's nothing red there until he puts it up there. Let's see. And he had a friend on the escalator area, a pro wrestler. I can't remember his name, but other people will. So
you think the Trump assassination attempt was like that pro wrestling move when they put a tiny little razor on their finger and cut their own face or cut their own ear and show the blood and get the audience cheering? Yeah, here's what I would say, and I do want to avoid being and certainly coming across as a conspiratorialist.
Right.
But I will say this about Donald Trump's first election victory and about his assassination attempt. If I learned that one or the other of them were rigged, I would be no more surprised than I was that they in fact happened. That's what I'm prepared to say.
Okay.
You got a last word, Tom?
Love this country, and I try to pass out love. I pray for this country. It needs it.
Patriots.
Bye-bye.
We need it. Appreciate you. We got 20 seconds. Let's see if we can get to Hunter. Hunter, can you do it in 18 seconds?
Oh, okay. You're talking to me?
Yeah, you wanted to say something about the firefighters in Idaho before you go away.
Oh, the firefighters in Idaho, real quick. Yeah, I just thought that the guy, his parents are from Arizona, and they had pictures of his mom and him with assault weapons by the Christmas tree. And then they also had pictures at Washington with the Great America, MAGA hats on in front of the White House.
Yeah, you're concerned about the overall mindset of the movement that's taken over the country. Yeah, we got to change that mindset. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are listening to Tom Hartman Show. We'll wrap up with your calls and the big, big finish coming up after this. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
You can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering. From emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
There's the day of Mando, day of trust. And do you trust your deodorant? Because most deodorants just don't work for those of us who work. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they will gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando, M-A-N-D-O.com. All right, Larry, bringing us towards the big, big finish with a short poem to bring hope and togetherness in a trying time. You are on the air.
Thank you, Jeff. It's entitled, The Most Powerful Thing. The most powerful thing in the world is an idea whose time has come. The most beautiful thing you will see, it's no longer you or me. We must all take responsibility to change it to you and me. There are lots of hungry children to feed and many with more than they need. Look inside yourself for what's wanted and needed, for your heart will know and your love will be given. Let it be known you do make a difference. Sharing your love breaks down the resistance. So let's all join together and create the space of a you and me world with no one and nothing left out.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for the poem. And how long have you been listening to Tom's show?
Since about a decade.
Decade or decades?
Decades.
Thank you for doing that.
I watch him every day, and or you. Every day, 5 days a week, when you're on, I just love Tom, and I love Louisa's songs, and I hope she hears this and makes it into a song for me.
And how long you lived in Port Angeles? Isn't Port Angeles pretty close to where the vampire movies came?
Yeah, they were over on the coast at Forks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I moved up here in 2016.
Okay. All right.
From California, and I just love it up here. It's so beautiful.
Well, plug the show. Share it with other people. I would say that to everybody who listens. Fine. If one-fifth out of our listeners got one other listener, I know this is obvious arithmetic, we grow our audience by 20%. That'd be a big deal for this show. That'd be a big deal for the staff. It'd be a big deal for our supporters and a big deal for democracy. So be like Larry in Port Angeles and stay safe from vampires by sharing with your friends, listening and watching this program.
Okay, you got time for just another quicker than that one?
I got to go to David and then say goodbye. He's our last caller, Larry. But I will be back tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Blessings and love to you and to everyone.
Blessings and love to you. Dave from San Francisco, you're our last caller. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Jefferson. Yeah, some of the worst amendments, some of the worst parts of this big bad bill should be tracked.
Yep.
Find out who these congressmen were or the senators were that put these forth, and let's make sure that they get into the campaign year. Anybody that you had a previous caller talking about how the congressmen are entitled to get Medicaid, Medicare, and the Constitution clearly says equal protection under the law, equal justice under the law. It seemed to me that Medicare is part of equal protection. And the idea that they would be able to have the gall to deny equal protection to other citizens is just preposterous. Much less that visitors to America wouldn't be entitled to get medical care if they break their hand. They're going to be trapped in some HMO nightmare. It's just preposterous. So make sure that it becomes a campaign issue next year.
Yeah.
Who put forth this amendment? Who put forth that amendment? Who designed this bill? And let's make sure they lose.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, David. What I did was I just posted in response to your question a red thread on some of the worst features. I put it on Blue Sky for anybody who's on Blue Sky. I'm Jefferson Smith on Blue Sky. For anybody who wants to check it out or follow me generally, you can check it out and see that list. You can offer your own, and we will be digging into that. And I would say, David, that I like the idea and also know that that the origin of the thing very often isn't the person who submitted the amendment. Very often the person who submitted the amendment did it because that particular amendment helps them in their district, helps them with their donors, and or even if it doesn't, they are impervious because of the character of their district. So it's useful information. It's good to track. But overall, I think the message is simple. This was a horrible bill. It was one of the worst bills in American history. That message is relatively simple. And it happened because of bad motives, bad leadership, and bad reasons. It is the fruit of a poisonous tree. It is the bad poisonous fruit of a poisonous tree. We can say that lots of times and to lots of people, and we need to. And who's going to do it? Well, some of the people who are going to do it are you people. The coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Thanks for watching today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the team that makes this show possible. And that includes all of you. I'll be back tomorrow. It's not the 4th of July yet. Blessed be to America. Sorry about today. Let's make tomorrow a little bit better.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a House committee is already taking up the massive budget bill approved in a tie-breaking vote in the Senate earlier today. Republicans working to finalize the measure, which calls for steep cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy. Three Republicans voted with Democrats opposing that measure. President Trump, after it passed the Senate hurdle.
It's a great bill. There is something for everyone, and I think it's going to go very nicely in the House. Actually, I think it will be easier in the House than it was in the Senate.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates cuts to Medicaid could lead to more than 11 million Americans losing their health care. The president in Florida today getting a tour of the newly opened migrant detention facility that's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial are in their first full day of deliberations. They've sent a fifth note to the judge requesting transcripts from testimony by Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin